It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last weekend before the election on Tuesday, and in this hour, we've devoted our attention to some local races, too. And this half hour, we welcome Sam DeMarco, who is the chairman of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County. You can see Sam on our video stream, too, at kdkradio.com. Great painting there in the background of your dog, Sam. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Larry, and happy to be here.
Yeah, and appreciate your time. Before we get to the biggie, which is the presidential race, and we'll give you a chance to, you know, give your elevator pitch for Donald Trump, let's talk about some of the down-ballot elections, which are really important, too. Obviously, the presidential one gets 99% of the attention, but these other ones are important for all of us in the region. So let's talk about some of those candidates.
Sure.
So let's start with in the county. Republican candidates and why they should get people's votes.
Well, Larry, I think that most folks now, and we're going to talk about the county and some of the candidates in the down-ballot races, but I think it's important that folks look at what we've just gone through, not just at the national level, but, you know, at the local level. We had elections last year here in the county, and now what we have is a proposed 46.5% tax increase that are on us. You know, we've had local races here where we've, you know, elected a mayor. We have crime issues in the city of Pittsburgh. So things that happen locally do affect you. And in Harrisburg, we've had a legislature which has been the least productive, you know, in history here, I think, in the past number of years. And it's important that we take back the majority, you know, in the state house. So we're very excited about the candidates. I expect all the Republican incumbents to win re-election. And, you know, and that includes also in the state Senate with Devlin Robinson. I believe Jen Dentini, who's running in the 45th state senatorial district, is going to have a great shot. She's running for the open seat vacated by the retiring Jim Brewster. You know, and we have a number of other candidates out there. So I'm very excited about our local folks. We have a great slate of statewide row office candidates. Dave Sunday running for attorney general. And then we have the incumbents, Tim DeFore, who is an actual auditor. Imagine that, somebody that's actually an auditor, you know, running for re-election as the Auditor General, and Stacey Garrity, who's done a phenomenal job, you know, as the treasurer here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And like I said, Dave Sunday, who's running for Attorney General, Dave has done a great job here as the district attorney in York, here, York, PA. Here's a guy that's an actual prosecutor, a guy who's prosecuted capital cases, but who has a unique view, Larry, on criminal justice. He believes in accountability, but also redemption. So he's instituted programs out there in York where they have folks that are like going to be leaving jail or prison. And he works with manufacturers to try to get these folks jobs so that when they get out on the street, they're able to take and earn a good living. And that has reduced the recidivism rate out there substantially. So we have a great slate of candidates. And then how could I forget? But Allegheny County's own Dave McCormick, he was running for the United States Senate. And, you know, months ago, people thought that that was going to be a race that Bob Casey was going to run away with. And then what you've seen here locally, you know, and recently is that Dave has not only closed that gap, but some polls show him with a slight lead. So there's a great number of races here that are on the ballot. And these are going to take and affect, you know, our lives going forward. You know, with Dave, I look for somebody that can provide leadership in the United States Senate. Bob Casey, by all counts, is a nice guy. But he's been there 18 years, and I challenge anyone to name a single substantive, you know, accomplishment that he's had that's benefited or changed the lives of the people of Pennsylvania. That's why we need change. That's why we need Dave McCormick there. So these are all the folks that are down ballot. And then we start to look at the presidential race, Larry. I mean, listen, we lived through 4 years of Donald Trump. People know what their family finances were like. They know what their own economic experience has been. And then we've also lived through the last 3.5 years of the Biden-Harris administration. We know that groceries are 22% more expensive. We know that gas is up 48%. We know that rent is up 22%. We know that everything that we do in life costs more. We spend on average $11,000, the average family, excuse me, spends on average $11,800 more a year for the same goods and services that they bought just a few years ago. So, you know, I believe that economic issues, economics, and crime are going to be the driving factors. When I say crime, I'm talking about immigration. It doesn't seem like a day doesn't go by where we see some terrible story about something that's happened, you know, a crime committed by someone who's crossed this border illegally and was let loose in this country by the Biden-Harris administration. So I'm very excited about this, enthusiastic, and looking for this election day to come.
We're with Sam DeMarco III, chairman of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County. And Sam, important, I want to reiterate this message, is that if you have a mail-in ballot in Allegheny County, election officials are suggesting don't mail it. If you didn't already do that by yesterday, make sure you turn it into one of the 10 sites that are available, and you can see that on the county's website. We want to make sure everybody's vote counts, right?
No, absolutely. And Larry, thank you for emphasizing that. Our concern is that at this late date, because of what folks have viewed as some inconsistencies in the post office deliveries, that if you put a ballot in the mail at this point in time, that it may not arrive in time. Okay, so it's important. We do have 10 locations that will be open from like 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. you know, throughout the county. As you said, if you go to AlleghenyCounty.us, that's the Allegheny County's website, select elections, and then scroll down to ballot return sites, you'll get a list of those sites, the hours, but we have them spread geographically throughout the county. And I want to make this thing clear as well, Larry. If you have applied for a mail-in ballot but you have yet to receive it, and you're concerned, you have the ability to go downtown to the elections office at 542 Forbes Avenue. You could go to the downtown office and ask them, and they will reissue you a ballot right over the counter that you can fill out and return right there. Failing that, you do have the ability to go to the polls on election day. And if you're unable to present your entire ballot there to be spoiled, the judge of elections will allow you to vote provisionally. It's not same day voting, it's provisionally. And folks, provisional ballots will count. You know, all we want to do is make sure that your mail-in ballot wasn't submitted. And once we can confirm that, your provisional ballot will count. So everybody does have the opportunity to vote. We want to make sure that every person gets that opportunity. Thank you.
Well, that's great information, Sam. I appreciate that. And one other additional note, if you do want to drop your mail-in ballot in person, it has to be you, unless you have mitigating circumstances, and you can check again the county's website for details on that. As always, Sam, appreciate your time. It's a big weekend. Before you go, do you see a time after the election when maybe bipartisanship may return a little bit and we get a little more done overall?
Well, crossing my fingers, Larry, okay? And that's something we always hope for. You know, I was telling somebody, one of the things we'll be happy to see after the election is when the ads and commercials stop. You know, I was telling somebody, this was a cohort of veterans. I said, if I were on a beach and stumbled across a magic lamp and the genie said, you have one of three wishes, world peace, you could end world hunger, or truth in political ads, I would have to pick the latter, you know? So
amen.
I know folks are going to be happy when this election is over.
All right. Again, thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You got it. You too, Larry. Take care. Thanks.
Sam DeMarco, who is the chairman of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.